Hello, hello. Welcome to another long-awaited episode of Morning Tea. I am super excited to be talking to you guys today. I feel like just so much has been going on, and it doesn't matter what's going on. It's all great. It's all wonderful. There's one in very particular thing that brought me out of my podcast black hole of being missing, and I feel like it's something we need to talk about because I feel like it's a realization that I had the other day. So if you don't know me, I love to read. And when I say I love to read, I mean, I love to read. I own probably close to 700 books, and I'm gunning to for 100 just because 100 is a legal library, and that's pretty fucking cool in my own personal opinion. So my fiance and I moved. We recently moved from California to Denver, and I will also say this. I did not think that I would ever love a place more than California. I did not think that I would enjoy a place more. I thought California was going to be it, the be all, do all, end all for me. And I was wrong. I could not love Denver anymore. Guys, I just saw two elk. Elk. There was a bobcat in my front yard the other day. There were four deer in my yard yesterday. They're chipmunks. Like, this is just fucking cool, right? So, anyway. Now that we are moved, we are still unpacking. My fiance, Steven, he's been building me this library. And once again, 700 books. God help him, sweet baby angel, is like custom making me all of my shelves, right? We're putting them up exactly how I want. So I can put some books like Cockeyed and Catty Corner, some are slanted, some are tilted, some are whatever. It's a beautiful, amazing chef's kiss. And as I'm unpacking these boxes of books, I came upon two and a half very large boxes, and they are all my nonfiction books, right? And it's some that I, it's it, guys, they, when I say nonfiction, I mean they range, but basically, this entire portion I'm speaking about is the self-help, where it's like, be better, do better, accomplish more, focus your mind more, make more money, be a better person, be a better friend, be a better entrepreneur. If you're watching this on YouTube, you see this crazy white shirt in my hair. That's paint, not dandruff. Painted a garage yesterday. And so, like, just all of these books, and it was fine. And I've read them. It's fine. Some are good, some are great. I'm just feeling bothered. I hear so many people that are like, if you have time to watch Netflix, then you have time to grow a business. Fuck? Like, are you? So now what you're telling me is if I sit down and watch Bridgerton, which can the second part just come up already? If I'm sitting down to watch Bridgerton, you're telling me I'm wasting my time, that I shouldn't be enjoying this because I should be working. I should be building my business. I should be communicating with customers. I should be doing more. It's always more. Is like, honestly, is there ever a point where enough is fucking enough? And so I'm looking at all these books, which honestly, like, some I read by choice, some I was literally forced to read based on my previous employer, because the mentality is was the mentality how do I word this so carefully? My opinion is it seemed as though if you were not doing something that would push you mentally, physically, spiritually, make you a better something, I would love to say you more money, but them, because you work for someone else, make them more money. Like it was a fucking waste. You wake up, you meditate, you work out, you do this, the next thing, and the next thing, and then you read, and then you journal, and then you do another thing, and then you, it's like, oh, is there ever a point, and I'm being dead serious, is there ever a point where like enough is just fucking enough? Enough is enough. Why is it that every single thing in our fucking lives has to be pushing us professionally to somewhere else? Why are we all of a sudden not allowed to enjoy it? So this was actually years ago now, probably a couple years ago now. I kind of instituted a new rule where I don't read for growth. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to read for personal growth. I'm not going to read for professional growth. If I am to pick up a book, it's because it's something that I want to read. It's something I have obviously stacks right now. These are my TBR shelves behind me, but these are, I'm reading because it's fun. I'm reading because I enjoy it. I'm reading because it makes my soul happy, which is why even like my TikTok, I was like, I can't have, because obviously my Instagram is, I'll say very loosely, but professional. And I was going to start doing the same thing on TikTok. And I'm like, I can't have another place to have to log in and do a particular kind of engagement because it's for my brand and a particular kind of posting. Like, where am I just allowed to be Anian? Where am I just allowed to be me? Where it's not me coaching and helping people. So on my TikTok, I just started talking about books and the things that I love. And it grew from like 37,000 to 77,000 in like 2 weeks, which is honestly fucking wild. But I realized how much I was enjoying it. So now as I'm sitting here, you know, unpacking boxes and boxes and boxes of books, I'm going to get rid of all of my nonfiction books. There might be a couple that I keep that I genuinely love, but I'm just kind of sick of it. I don't want everything in my life to revolve around work. Every book that I read, every podcast that I listen to, every TV show, even if I watch one, although apparently I'm not supposed to do that, like whatever. I don't want my life revolving around that. That's not why I choose to work. I choose to work because I love it, but I don't want that to be who I am. And I feel like, I don't know if other people need this kind of permission or if they need to hear it from someone else who I could easily be labeled as a workaholic. You know what? I'll let you know. I actually like working. I love what I do. I'm obsessed with what I do. I love everyone that I follow and that follows me on Instagram. I love talking to people. I probably encourage people to DM me a little bit too much. But to me, that's the fun part of it. Like, that's the part that I really enjoy. But just because I enjoy it doesn't mean it has to be the be-all, do-all, end-all and the only thing I do or talk about. And as I started talking about this more, because I actually brought this topic up on my TikTok first, because that's my place to just be a human. And it was interesting that people started commenting back. And one woman in particular, this comment stays in the front of my mind. She goes, "It's just now sitting with me that I can read for fun." And I was like, for some reason, that like hurt. Now, this is not to say if you're one of the babies that, if you're one of the ladies, gentlemen or women, that you, because I do know people that will only read nonfiction. If it's not for business, they're not fucking reading it. They don't care. And I'm like, frankly, more power to you. In my own opinion, I don't personally think that's healthy. If you listen to podcasts that are about growth and entrepreneurship, and then you read books that are about growth and entrepreneurship, and then you're coaching people on growth and entrepreneurship, and then on your time off, you're still doing more things for growth and entrepreneurship, you don't have balance. That's not, and I say this with the utmost respect, like shopping on your phone is not, that's not time off. That is you searching for dopamine. And I know because I've been that person. When was this? I think it's when I got fired a couple of years, because it's been almost 2 years, which is fucking wild to think about. When I was fired, one of the first things I did was remove all shopping apps from my phone, because I was like, I don't want to get sucked into the rabbit hole of looking for, to me, that's almost like false dopamine, because it only lasts for like, just like a smidgen while you're doing it, and then it's gone. I don't want that. I want to have other things in my life that I'm it like just enjoying looking forward to. And so I feel like everybody needs to hear that. And I'm sure the other people are going to come forward and be like, oh my God, you don't get it. Like, I love my job. I'm so obsessed. Yeah, I do, because I'm obsessed with mine too. But even with social media, I posted for 196 days straight. 196 fucking days. And then I'm not even going to say I missed 2 days. I didn't miss shit. I was still on social media. But I purposefully chose to not post because I was kind of at a point where I'm like, okay, why am I posting every day? Am I doing this because of ego? Am I doing it to be like, I posted every day for 200 days? Am I still enjoying it as much as I am on post 195, 96 as I was on post, you know, 100? I was kind of hitting this point where I was like, I'm not feeling inspired. I don't feel like what I want to say is valuable right now. And it's not because it isn't, but I was like, I need a break. Now, for me, a social media break does not mean I'm off the app, I deleted it, I'm gone. No, for me, it just means I just don't want to post. I don't want to think about posting. I don't want to think about hooks and hashtags and keywords and captions and call to actions. And so I don't want to do any of that. I just want to do the part that I genuinely love, and that's talking to people. So I still spoke to people, and I engaged, and I responded to DMs, I made fun stories, and said what I was doing that weekend. And even just those 2 days, like, that's what I needed. And I'm saying all of this in the hopes that other people who are probably similar to me, and you could potentially be labeled a workaholic. I don't think I'm like that anymore. I actually almost started crying the other day because I was stressing out that I wasn't stressed out. If you follow me on Instagram, you are probably already saw my post, but I ended up calling my best friend Grayson, and I was like, I feel like, because I'm working on a subscription right now for hairstylists and for our people in the beauty industry, all about social media. And it's going to encompass everything from all the fuck ups that Instagram has and how to avoid all of that, and actual like content creating sessions that are going to be done virtually, and like a ton of content on reels and carousels and photos and taking pictures with cameras and lighting and iPhones, like all the things, anything that an artist or just someone in the beauty industry could possibly need. I've been working on it so hard, and I wanted to have it done by a particular day. And I realized like, that's just all, it's not going to happen. And as I'm talking to my friend, I said, I was like, great. It's so crazy because like, I could have had this done. If I was willing to work before 9 a.m., I would have had more hours to work. If I was willing to work past 7, 8 p.m., I would have more hours in the day where I would have gotten this done. If I was willing to give up my reading at night, I always read at night, even though I really shouldn't because it keeps me up too late. If I was willing to give up my reading, I would have more done. I'm like, I would be so much further forward if I focused wholeheartedly on this. And then I realized, but I'm not willing to do that. I'm not doing it. I have been so stressed out. I had a job once where I was so stressed out, I missed my period for 9 months. Before y'all are like, you're probably pregnant. I wasn't pregnant. Shut up. Y'all let me have kids so bad. I'm never having kids. Leave me alone. But I missed my period for 9 months, and I've been sick and I've lost weight. And if you know me, I don't really have any extra weight to lose. Like I know, like, I got a fucking kidney stone from stress. I had to put in the emergency room. Like, I know what it's like to be stressed and to still feel like nothing you do is enough. Like, that's not enough anymore. I refuse to live that life. So I'm kind of at the point now where I'm now re-looking at my business and everything that I do and what I do want to do, what I don't want to do, and what works, what doesn't work, and really deciding, like, would I want one of my students to do what I'm doing? I do think posting 7 days a week is very helpful in the beginning. It really gets you going. Unless the algorithm know what the fuck you're doing, it is helpful in the beginning. But here in the place I am almost 200 days in, is this something I would want for someone else, from any one of my clients? And I realize it's not. It's not. I don't want any of my clients obsessed to the point of never being able to get off Instagram. I actually don't want that for anybody. Instagram is a tool, and it should be used as a tool. I don't want that to be anybody's life. I don't want anyone to think that if they're not reading 5,000 fucking nonfiction books there, which, by the way, please, can we just address the fact that like 90% of them say the same fucking thing? Y'all be picking up, I'll include myself, picking up all these books like it's going to change my life. And I'm like, I read every single one of these things in that book, and that book. They're not, some are revolutionary and I get that and they're great, but rarely now am I like, wow, my mind is blown. I also don't read them anymore, so whatever. So this was just, I feel like, an epiphany I had that sometimes I do need someone, which is normally my fiance and my best friend, to be like, it's okay to just, you can calm down. Things will get done in the time they get done. And when they are done, you are good to fucking go, bro. And I'm just saying that to you, to whoever needs to hear this. I hope you get this message, because that is like, you're allowed time off without guilt. And I don't care what you're doing. If you are sitting outside and staring at a tree and that makes you happy, then more fucking power to you. If it's sitting on your couch, high as balls, listening to your favorite album, I fucking applaud you. Do what makes you happy. Ooh, y'all know what I saw recently? I saw this on TikTok where people are getting those, not like the Swarovski crystals, you know, those things that look like that, but they're like little, like, boop, 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 little dots. You use a little pen thing to put them on. People are big. It's like bedazzling. People are bedazzling the front of books. And when I tell y'all, I sent it to my best friend and I was like, tell me I don't need another hobby. Look me in my face and tell me I don't need another hobby. And he's like, you need another hobby. And I'm like, I hate you. So this is just an FYI. You should have hobbies that have nothing to do with your job. And I'm going to say this as well. Shopping is not a hobby. You are looking for dopamine because you're probably unhappy somewhere else. Not for everybody. I like shopping sometimes, but I don't use shopping as an escape, and you shouldn't either. That's just like food for thought from one now, from a previous workaholic to another. You are entitled time to do literally nothing. And that doesn't make you a bad entrepreneur. It does not make you a bad business owner. It doesn't make you a bad stylist. Your time does not have to be filled in order for you to not work. And I'm not sure if people understand that yet. For you to say, I don't feel like working right now, does not mean you then have to fill up your calendar with a fuck all of God knows what. You can have an empty day, nothing on your calendar, and still look at it and say, you know what? I don't want to do anything today. I'm going to sit and relax and color a book or do nothing. So this thought and this tangent is what is bringing me out of my cackle of not having recorded in a while. So I love you guys. You're amazing. Please, honestly, like, I want to know your thoughts about this. Let me know your thoughts. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. Let me know. It's coach_Anianne. But I can't be the only entrepreneur who feels this way and is like, I'm redoing my entire business to make sure I continue to have time off, because at this point, nothing is more important. So hi guys, welcome back. Thanks for listening. Let me know what you think. I'm very excited to tell you guys other things I'm working on, other things I've realized social media, and have a ton of fun with it. But let me know if there's a topic you want to hear about. And thanks for listening.